Blog Talk Radio.
Stand up, get all your life.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be listening from. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. And you were just listening to the brand new song from the fabulous, amazing Aerostar Francis and Candy Gigi Barotti. I hope I said your name right, Candy. Errol is a close friend of mine, and he's an amazing, fabulous musician, and that's his brand new song out that you can actually download on iTunes, and there's other places you can download it too, but everybody knows iTunes, so check that out on iTunes. I love the song, right, because you are the one that you've been waiting for. It's powerful, and guess what? You're powerful. Each one of us are powerful. And we have the power within us to change our lives and make them different, make them better. You know, there are, of course, always circumstances that are things that come up that are unplanned because that's the way the universe works, right? But there are always things that you can do to change your attitude, change your mind, and to change direction. And so that's sort of what we're talking about today. And also, what tools might you be able to use to help you to change direction, or when you are in a quandary, or just for everyday guidance? And as you guys know, one of the tools that I use are oracle cards, particularly Colette Marie's oracle cards, not only because I have studied with Colette for over a decade, but because her cards really are a great system and they're a lexicon, and each of her decks work together in harmony. So it's really a cool thing when you use multiple decks to get your oracle message, because each deck can chime in with what they want to share. So it's really kind of fun. And you can go from deck to deck, and it's amazing how you will get the cards that are so relevant to your question and to each other. It's a pretty cool thing. So how are you guys all today? Oh my gosh, here in New England, it looks like spring has finally sprung. We have flowers coming up. We have buds on the trees. We have some trees, early trees that are flowering. It's a beautiful thing. So it wasn't really a bad winter here in southern New England. It was actually really mild, probably a little bit too mild for most people's taste, just because it means we're going to have a buggy summer season. So the ticks are already out here, which is not a good thing, because then we have a big problem with Lyme disease here, as in many parts of the country. But because we didn't get a big freeze or a big snow, then we have a bigger insect problem with the spring and summer. So if you are in the area, actually any place that has Lyme disease, and this is, so I wasn't planning on doing, you know, any health stuff today, but my guides are funny. They drop things in, and they just want to remind you guys to, you know, be aware of the ticks, Lyme disease thing, and make sure that you check yourself for ticks after you've been outside. Doesn't even have to be in the woods, because they're everywhere. And, you know, especially if you have pets that go outside, they often will bring ticks in the house. And if you sleep with your pets, people that actually sleep with their dogs or cats who go outside, have a much higher rate of Lyme disease, believe it or not, than people who don't have pets who sleep with them. So just food for thought. So check your pets, check yourself, and be healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's what my mother always used to write on the New Year's cards, or Christmas cards. And she would write for the New Year's wish. She would always put a little handwriting in, just not sending a blank Christmas card. You know, when I say blank, I mean, you know, just with the signature. She would always write a little something to personalize it. And I remember one of the things that she used to write was, I hope your new year is healthy, wealthy, and wise. I don't know what the wise part has to do with it, but anyway, it sounded good, I guess. She did used to write that. So I am just going to pop over here on Facebook Live, because I know my peeps will be waiting for me over there also. Good morning, everybody over in Facebook land. How are you this morning? And I know people will be popping in, because they always do. So today we are talking about knowledge, and knowledge is power, right? Because, and it's not the kind of knowledge that you would normally be thinking about. Although, the kind of knowledge that probably my listeners and people that tune into Facebook would consider knowledge, but, you know, not for the average day muggle. And good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Marianne. Nice to see you here. Oh, Marianne, I forgot to message you back. I'm so sorry. My life is a little bit hectic right now, because my house is in boxes everywhere as I'm packing up to getting ready to move. Good morning, Cindy. I love this cup. It's a good day to have a good day, right? No matter what's going on in your life. And one of my students, so she was a student of mine for many, many years, and now I consider her the teacher. She just went some major heart surgery this past week, and she's had incredible health challenges, like, you know, most people would not be able to sort of get through or have their mind after, you know, some of these things, and they would feel discouraged, and they would maybe give up. But my friend has such an amazing, amazing attitude. And she posted something this morning about how grateful she was, even though she just had this major heart surgery and she's in a lot of pain. and she chooses not to be a victim. And how many of us, you know, have that sort of, we get to that victim consciousness. I know I have, and I've had to work at it for years to get out of it. I'm just going to put on a little color here for my Facebook people. Oh my God. You guys get me funny on Sundays. Everything goes on Sundays here in Cynthia Fontaine world, in the land of Cynthia Fontaine. Good morning, Fatima. Good morning, Mary Elizabeth. So let's see. Yeah, so where was I? So my dear, dear friend, and like I said, she was a student of mine for years, and now I consider her my teacher, had this major heart surgery, and it's not the first one. She's had multiples, and she's had big health challenges previous to this where the doctors told her she had, you know, a few months to live. And that was over 15 years ago. And that's when I found her. I don't want to say found her because I didn't really find her. That's when Spirit put the two of us together. And it's been an amazing, it's actually over 17 years now. It's been a really, really amazing journey for me through her eyes and through working with her. It's been really a gift. And she inspires me every single day. So who inspires you? Because we all need somebody who inspires us. Yes, good afternoon, Fatima. It's afternoon in Portugal, yes. Oh, Fatima, you have top fan rating for me. That's exciting. Thank you. And Cindy Fala does also. I love that. You guys are awesome. You are the best. So, some of the tools, you guys know I talk meditation all the time because it is like the golden ticket, right? To change your mind, change your thinking, and also to get information, get new stuff from the universe to download, because when our mind is so busy all the time, we can't get the knowledge in from the outside, from the universe, from the divine, right? So to say. So good morning, Kathy. And in meditation, that's when you quiet the mind, and then you can get the downloads. Then you can have a different perspective. Something new can come in that you didn't think of before. So super, super important. So you guys know, if you're just tuning in and haven't listened to my show in the last couple of weeks, or especially a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, but particularly the last couple of weeks, I have been looking for a new place to live. And I first started, oh, good morning, Emily. I was just talking about you. I hope it's okay. Anyway, I only use your M. I hope that you are feeling well. Everybody, let's take a moment, take a nice deep breath in. And let's all send Emily some love and some heart healing right now. And if you listen or watch the replay, if you listen to the replay on Blog Talk or watch the replay video on Facebook, know that because it's recorded live, it's evergreen, and the energy continues to build and grow, and she will receive it no matter when you watch, listen and send it. I love that. Okay, so you guys know I've been looking for a house. I've been looking actually for a place for quite a long time. It actually started last August when I had so much trouble in my rental apartment, which has never gotten resolved. Let's see. Hey, Michelle. Sorry, Lisa Carby. It's available for free, too. We don't have to purchase chocolate to win the golden ticket. Yes, about meditation, Lisa Carby. Yes, we don't have to purchase chocolate to win the golden ticket. Yes, I was, Emily. Just saying that, you know, you're such a champion. And I was talking about your post this morning about not being a victim. And it's so inspiring. Because we can easily fall into victim mode. And I have done that myself, like I was saying. And it's taken me years of work to get out of that victim consciousness. Even when, you know, I think I'm out of it and somebody calls me out on something and says, oh, you're like playing or talking victim. So it's really a practice to stay present, in the present moment, and not feel victimized. And, you know, sometimes we are victims of other people's harsh words or other people's bad behaviors, in a sense, but we don't, or we're victimized, but we don't have to be victims. There's a difference, right? Sometimes people choose to victimize other people, but you don't have to accept that. You don't have to be the victim because of it. So I just want to put that out there. So back to the house, right? Because it's all related to today's topic. And today's topic is knowledge is power, right? And that there are so many different types of knowledge and tools that are available to us. Why don't we use them? And what are those power tools, right? So I love power tools. And not just, like real power tools. Like, you know, give me a drill, give me a saw, give me whatever, right? I love power tools. I helped my dad a couple months ago. He makes custom furniture and makes hot, decorative things for the home and so forth. And his health has been declining now for the past few years pretty rapidly. And, you know, he has a really hard time now doing his work. And so if he gets an order, he can't always fill it in, you know, somewhat of a timely manner. So I've gone up a few times to help him. And so the last time I went up to help, he was making a bathroom cabinet for, you know, you put your first thing, a custom made one. And so he couldn't put it together and the woman was waiting for it. So I went up and helped him put it together. And it was so much fun. I haven't worked with my dad like in that way in a long time. And it was really a lot of fun. So I'm hoping to do some more of that. After I get settled and everything, you know, in my new house and everything is good. Good morning, Thelma. Mary Ann says, it's crazy how suddenly it changes at times too. We're moving along and then flow. Boom, something sets us back. Yes, right? So that's how life goes. That's kind of the human condition, right? We're going along, we're riding the wave, right? And then what happens? You see surfers riding the wave out there. I'm sure you've all seen surfers, if not in person, at least on TV, caught it on the news or whatever, or seen it as you're flipping channels. And I know we have some avid surfers here who have surfed for fun for a long time. And so you catch the wave, you see them catch the wave, they're riding the wave. And then what happens? The wave comes closer to shore and it crashes. Right. And then off gets the, you know, you go off the surfboard and then you get back on, you paddle back out, you catch the next wave. And so that's like life, right? So we're riding the wave, the wave crashes, we fall off the board. And then what do? That's where you have the choice point. That's where you choose. Do you get the board and do you get back on the and paddle out and catch the next wave? Or do you get the board and you get out of the water all mad and put your board away or, you know, and then bring it home and put it in the garage and never surf again? Or, or do you just let the board float out to sea? You break the board in half, right? You're so mad because the board doesn't work right, whatever. I have seen people do stupid things like that. But anyway, can't wait to get back on my board and you get the paddle out, flow with it, ease and grace. Yeah. And, you know, it's like if you got caught in a riptide, the best thing to do is just go with it and not fight against it. And sometimes when the big things in life come up against us and we fight against it, right? Because we all hear, it's the war against drugs. It's the fight against cancer. Everything is fight and war and all this. But what happens when you push up against something, it pushes back. And there's no win. Only one person or one side can win in a battle or win in war. So let's change that thinking and change that mindset, right? And even people that have cancer, but because the cancer is part of you. I worked with a client for about 6 or 7 months last year who had metastasized cancer throughout their whole body. And we give the cancer a name and a face. And I was working with him where we would imagine that Bob, his cancer, was outside of his body. And he could see Bob sitting next to him, what Bob looked like. And as Bob changed, Bob went from this hairy little guy that was gruesome with these big teeth to all cleaned up. And we sent him to the spa and wearing a tuxedo. And it's really, really amazing how the mind works, right? So by taking Bob and transforming him, and I'm not saying that this is the only thing that helped my client in their healing, because we, you know, there were a lot of things we did, but there's this one thing. So it's all the pieces that come together in the puzzle, right? And so when we say knowledge is power, when we have the ability to say, okay, so this cancer is part of me, it's in me. So how about we take this cancer and we talk to it, right? Now we move it outside the body. We give it a name, a face. We send it to the send Bob to the spa and have him cleaned up. And next thing you know, Bob comes back and he's in a tuxedo and he's taking a trip to Paris, right? And the subconscious mind will believe anything that you feel is real. So with creative visualization, you can create miracles. And again, it's not the only tool that we use, but it's one of them. Good morning, Heather. Good morning, Errol Star Francis. Hey, I played your song this morning. I couldn't now upload it to my Blog Talk Studio, so I had to play it right from my iTunes download, but I'm hoping to figure that out because I had to manually play it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So, but I love that we have all these tools, right? Because even though I couldn't upload Errol's song into my Blog Talk Studio, I could go to my iTunes and play it from there. So I totally love that. So if you guys missed the beginning of the show, go back and listen to Errol Star Francis's song or go on iTunes and download it and buy it. Even better. It's really a great song. It's called You Are the One You Have Been Waiting For. So Fatima says, radical acceptance helps me to be in the flow again. Yes, totally, right? And Lisa Carberry, meditation tip. If you're intending to do a meditation on something specific, soak your feet in hot water with essential oil that matches your meditation focus. Forgiveness, transformation, a situation, etc. I use Young Living, Forgiveness and Transformation Blend. That's a great tip, Lisa Carberry. I wouldn't think to share that tip. And I'm not an aromatherapist. I'm actually a spiritual phytoessencing practitioner, which is a more advanced level of an essential oil practitioner. It's like the doctorate almost the doctorate of working with essential oils. I have one more certification to do until I have my my sort of doctorate in essential oils. And good morning, Jennifer. So going back to the house, right, and the tools, and so some of the things that I've been doing. So it's really so interesting because I've been looking for a house now. I was looking for an apartment the last 8 months. Have not been able to find something that was made sense, right? So if I wanted to spend $2,500 for a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom apartment or house, then yeah, I could have found a couple of them. Most though don't want the dog, and I need a garage because we have an antique car. So it's been really, really challenging. I found one house that didn't have the garage but would let us have the dog, et cetera, et cetera. And I found one house that, two houses that would let us have the dog but didn't have the garage. One house was completely furnished right down to the linens and the silverware, and they wouldn't unfurnish it. Hello, Lisa Korn Collette. First time here. Glad that you joined us. Thank you so much. So it's been a real challenge, and so we switched 4 months in, not being able to find an apartment or a house to rent that was really that met all our needs, to looking for a house to buy, and so that started in January, and we are on our fifth house, and I've literally looked at dozens and dozens and dozens of houses, probably. It's got to be over 100 easily, because our area that we were looking was pretty expansive, because the town that we live in, there is like literally nothing on the market. I mean, if you've got $500,000 to spend, you can find, you know, a house. But if you have less than $500,000 to spend, it's pretty tricky. So, hi, Liz. So I was starting to get a little frantic because we're on the fifth house. We had put offers in. This was the fifth house. So that number four house, we actually were under agreement, and the sellers dragged their feet in signing their end of the purchase and sale agreement. And I kept saying to my agent that I felt like that they were dogging us around and that they were talking to another buyer, and because there was another agent in her office that had inquired about the house. And sure enough, because, you know, I am psychic, right? Sure enough, my hunch was right, and they were talking to another buyer. And 4 days after we had reached an agreement and signed the purchase and sale, they came back when we said, hey, you know, why haven't you signed the purchase and sale? They came back and said, oh, we signed a purchase and sale with somebody else. We're not selling it to you. What? Oh, my God. Right. And I it's not that I loved the house. I liked the house a lot, but I liked the setup of the house. It had a huge garage, and it had two rooms in the back of the garage that was going to be my office space. So I really liked that idea, but anyway, it all fell through. And this was about five weeks before we had to move. So here we thought we had the house because we had reached an agreement, and then it gets pulled out from under us. But in the meantime, I still all along have been looking for a rental just in case, because the market is so tight here right now. And it's really, really interesting. So there's two towns within a 25-mile radius for me where there are houses that have come on the market, but they're the only two towns that have been pretty active. And the reason why they're so active is because one town, the water bill just increased by 25%, and their taxes are going through the roof because they just lost a big business in the town. And the other one has high crime, and their taxes also just went up. So people are bailing from those two towns. And we're looking in over 15 towns, and actually it's a 30-mile radius, and it's been difficult, right? So it's been a real challenge. Good morning, Sherry King Basile. So we found a house a couple of weeks ago. We got in early, you know, just as it was coming on the market. We were able to negotiate with the seller not to have the open house. We put a bid in and said, you know, this is our bid. Please don't have the open house and take our bid. And so they did. But then the fun began. Then it was one challenge after another. The septic that was supposed to be installed in 2010, it was only half installed. They didn't install the new tank. The tank failed. Then we find out after we signed the purchase and sale that there was a gas station on the property because the house was a general store. And then at one point they had gas pumps and they sold gas. So then we had to do all kinds of soil testing to make sure there was no petroleum toxification. It's been one thing after another. There's structural issues and so on and so forth. But the seller has been really, I will say she's been really great. Good morning, Pamela. So we've been going back and forth now for the last 3 weeks since we went under contract, how to sort this all out. Or maybe it's only 2 weeks. I don't know. No, I guess it is almost 3 weeks. No, 2 weeks. Yeah. And it seems like it's been an eternity. And it was looking like the whole thing was going to fall through. And my daughter and I were planning on what do we do if this does fall through, because we have to be out of our place in 16 days. And so she was going to go stay with, she's going to go stay with her grandmother. I have a few friends that have offered a place for me to stay. And you know, my boyfriend, of course, I can stay with him. But I have other friends who have offered, and I have friends who have offered to put my daughter up and her dog and everything as well. So throughout all of this, my daughter especially, now I know I have great friends, and I'm so blessed with amazing friends and people in my life. And so my daughter throughout this process, especially the last week or so, is realizing how what the quality of my friends are. And she turned to me, because so like one of the obstacles that came up is the closing costs are $16,000 at cash at the closing. And, you know, you put the down payment on the house and then you expect $7,000 or $8,000 for closing costs. That's kind of normal. So the lender comes back and says $16,000 cash at closing. And our minds just went, what? So anyhow, well, good morning, Deb. So come to California. Yes, yes, yes. So now we're scrambling, trying to figure out how to come up with the rest of the money for these huge closing costs that we weren't expecting. And one of my dear friends gifted us an early housewarming gift to help with the closing costs. And so when you are open to possibilities and open to spirit and open to receiving, because I've had a really hard time with receiving throughout my life. And I even thought, no, I can't accept this. And then I remember one of my teachers, it was a Buddhist teacher, saying, when someone gives a gift, it may be their karma to give it to you. And if you choose not to receive it, you may be, I can't quote it exactly, but you may be canceling the karmic thing that they're trying to resolve or whatever. I can't remember exactly how it was worded, but it was something like that. But you're doing them a disservice by not allowing them to give you the gift, by not taking the gift. And so I've thought about that for many years, and it's made a big impact on me. So let's go back to the power tools, okay? So throughout all this, so now looking at the house, because I've had a lot of house trauma, which started probably the first time when I was 2, and my mother bought a house, my parents bought a house, and we moved out of our grandparents' house. And I love my grandparents, especially my grandmother, Anna, and so that was traumatic for me. And when I was 2 years old, but we were only a few miles away and we were there every weekend. And then a couple of other times in my life, I actually lived with my grandparents again. So, but when I was 8 months pregnant for my first child, I was still living at home. My mother kicked me out of the house and gave me 5 days to find a place to live. So that was a huge traumatic experience, as you can imagine. You know, having your mother kick me out, with 5 days to get out. But there's a whole lot more to that story that led up to that point, which we'll talk about another day. But anyway, so first house trauma and having to move quickly with no place to go. Then when I got divorced, back up. So when I moved back in with my grandparents. So, but my grandfather was really tough. He was really difficult. And I was there for 18 months and I couldn't take it anymore. So anyhow, I decided I needed to get out. So I got married. And it's not the only reason why I got married, but anyhow. So I married my high school sweetheart. And then we were together for 10 years before I decided that I couldn't take it anymore. He was an alcoholic, drug addict. He was, anyway, blah, blah, blah. And then I decided couldn't take it anymore because my kids were really seriously being affected. And I decided that I had to go. So let's see. Brandy said, good morning, Brandy. Yeah, yeah. Allowing people to gift us because we enjoy helping friends and loved ones. Yeah, yeah, totally, right? So so I decided to get divorced. So it took 2 years to get divorced in court every single week for 2 years. It was a nightmare. And in the end, I ended up walking away with the kids, the dog, my car, and the cat, and a small amount of money, which allowed me to put a down payment on a house. And my ex-husband got everything. It's a long story, but anyway, that's for another show. So I basically decided to walk away after 2 years in court because it would have been more detrimental to I felt for my kids if we continued with the court case. We would have had to go to federal court, whatever. So anyhow, so I decided it was time to get out. So I get out, and he gave us 6 weeks to get out of our family house that we had built together. And by walking away, he got the house. Well, he was fighting me for the house anyway, and he would not have settled unless he got the house. So I gave him the house. And it was, at that time, it had a value of about $600,000. And he got the house free and clear. I got 20 grand out of the deal to walk away. Again, which was enough at that time to put a down payment on a house. But he gave us 6 weeks to get out. That was the amount of time he would give us. And it was so bad that I found a house, luckily, and it was the same kind of market as now, where you'd see a house come on the market, you'd go to look at it, you'd get there, and it would have sold already a half an hour before you got there. And it's the same kind of market we're in now. But the market was a little bit more fluid then, where there were more things that were coming on the market compared to now. So I'm in a tourist area, and the tourism has really traveled from, I live on an island, and it's traveled from one end of the island all the way now across to the other end of the island. And also we have two universities, big universities, one on the island and one just over off the island in the next town, you know, which is only a couple miles away. So we have college kids. And then, and there's actually three universities. So we have college kids from three universities who are look for housing. And then we have the summer people look for housing and people that have homes that have changed them to rental properties have discovered that they can make a lot more money by renting their homes seasonally to the college students and then renting them out to seasonals biweekly, like do Airbnbs and things like that in the summertime. Like there's a house across the street from my boyfriend's house. They get $2,500 a week for the house, and it is booked from the middle of May till the middle of October every single week. In fact, they've already had bookings in the month of April where the house has been booked. And they have bookings throughout the winter as well. So, but what's happened is it's made it really difficult for year-round people to find housing in my area. Rentals particularly, and people just aren't selling their houses. So look back at the Power Tools and good morning, Velvet Dawn. Hello, Chelsea. So some of the power tools that I have used throughout this very stressful process is, first, talking to my good friends and colleagues, right? Because you need a support system and a support team. When you don't have a support system or team in place, it makes, when big things come up, really difficult, because you feel like you're just floundering in the water and you've got nobody who can be your sounding board or nobody who can give you spiritual, emotional support, that sort of thing. So that's the first thing. Your support system, the people that you surround yourself with, is a big power tool, okay? What you put in is important, what you put into your mind, okay? Yeah, so it's a long old story affecting my life. Totally, Fatima. So that's not even the whole, about the house trauma, because then there was more house trauma when I bought the house after the divorce and was in the house for 10 years, and my mortgage got dumped into the MERS pool, the mortgage electronic recording system, which was the fraudulent banking corporation that was set up by the big five lenders, banks in the country. JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America was involved. Excuse me. I don't remember the big five banks that were involved. But they set up this fraudulent banking system, and they would group bunches of mortgages. They would robo-sign the mortgages. So they would have investors buy mortgages that they owned in bunches at discount prices, and then they weren't keeping track of who actually owned the mortgages, because they were sold and resold, and the deeds were sold and then resold, and so there was this big paperwork mess. And at one point, so I was actually in a lawsuit with the bank for 4 years, 5 years, yeah, 4 years, sorry, and to try to make them get the paperwork straightened out and to tell me who I was actually paying my mortgage to. And it didn't happen, and so all the states that were affected, they assigned a judge in the state to hear these cases. And so we waited to see when the judge was finally assigned in my state. We waited to see how the judge was ruling. And the judge was ruling in favor of the banks and giving the banks back the houses. So my attorney said, don't pay any more money on the mortgage. Just stay there as long as you can, and don't pay me any more money, because it doesn't make good sense. He was a really fabulous attorney, I have to say. An attorney that says, don't pay me any more money, who does that? So anyhow, we stayed in the house for 8 more months, and then we got notice that we had 6 weeks to get out again. So there we start looking for a place again. And by this time, the rental market was shifting, and it was just when the tourists were really coming across the whole island, and the military. I forgot about them too, because we have a big military base. And the military they've sold off a lot of the military housing where they used to house the military people here stationed on the base. And so now all the military people need housing, because the government sold off all the housing that they owned, and they rent it to sort of everyday kind of people. But their rents have gone up through the roof. It used to be pretty affordable to rent one of the units that at first, when they first converted from military to regular people, But now they're not affordable anymore. So they have followed the market and the trends, just like all, you know, properties here. Good morning, Chrissy. So there we go again. 6 weeks to find a place to live. We're down to the wire by a couple of weeks, and we had three places that we were deciding on. None of them again had a garage for the antique car. But we were like, we have to get a place, so we're going to have to just pick one. And then out of the blue pops up this place that my boyfriend's best friend's sister owned. And he says, hey, you know, this apartment's coming for rent. You want to go look at it? I said, I don't have to look at it. I will take it. You know, I know the location. I'm familiar with the house, blah, blah, blah. So now I've been in this house for almost 7 years, and I absolutely love it. But it was sold couple of years ago to this guy in Boston who is, I'll be kind and just say he's not the best landlord. So sort of by mutual agreement, we decided that my daughter and I decided we were not staying, and he decided that he didn't want us to stay either because of the septic issue. So anyhow, back to the power tools, because you know I love storytelling. And I can get off track, but, you know, I always come around full circle. So back to the power tools. So we've talked about meditation. We've talked about having a good support system around you. And, you know, and then another power tool is, believe it or not, and I'm sure you guys are going to believe this, is astrology. So throughout all of this, my dear friend and colleague, Susan Brochen, who's been on the show before, and she'll be back on the show in May doing some astrological things, says, you know, let me look at your chart and see what's going on in the area of your house. So it's so interesting because knowledge is power, right? And astrology can be so super helpful. Like when I was getting divorced and I thought it was never going to be over, going to court every week for 2 years, one of my customers who I delivered mail to at the time, because remember, I've always been delivered messages for a long time, but for 26 years, it was physical messages delivering the mail. So one of my customers delivering the mail said, I'm going to do your astrology chart. So she does my chart, she does my progressions, and if you don't know what progressions are, it's how your birth chart progresses as, you know, you go on in life and in age, and things, it makes a difference of where you are. Your birth chart never changes, but the progressions, knowing the progressions of where you're at is really super helpful. And I actually use the progressed moon in my coaching. So if you work with me, coaching, I will look at your progressed moon. I look at other elements in your chart also, but I look at your progressed moon because where your moon is really gives you a lot of information and can be super helpful. So my friend Susan did my pulls up my astrology chart, what's going on right now, pulls up the focuses on the house, and as it turns out, it's so interesting. This is all about healing my house karma that was related to my mother. And it's so crazy because just a couple of days before I had the session with Susan, I had said to my mom, who passed away in 2002, I said, look, you know, you can go back to listen to the other shows and know that our relationship was not good. She was manic depressive and blah, 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 whatever. And I was truly the real Cinderella story. And so, so I said to my mother, who was on the other side, who showed up a year and a half ago, through a call at Baron Reed, and she's been around since. I said to her, all right, look, Ma, so you said you wanted to make up and help me, right, and all this and stuff. I said, now's the time. Help me get this house stuff all sorted out. And then a couple of days later, here comes Susan saying, this is all to do with karma, with your healing the trauma with your mother. And I went, oh, you can't make this stuff up, right? So what a power tool, having that information, right? After intuitively, I called out to my mother saying, you got to lend a hand here from the other side. And then Susan's going, yep, this is all about healing karma, the house trauma and karma with your mother. Crazy. So now I have this tool, this astrology chart with all these things that, you know, Chiron is in my fourth house, and there's a goddess in there. What is her name? Oh my goodness, I have it written down. Let's see. Oh, Eris, the goddess of war, is in my fourth house right now, and she was the catalyst for the Trojan War. Oh my God. So why would things not be like a war trying to find this house with Eris in my fourth house, right? How powerful is that to have that information, right? So powerful. Now you take the information and say, okay, now what can I do with this? How can I, you know, now how can I heal this? Now I've got this information. It's great, right? And then we look at the numerology of things. What number we're in year-wise numerology? And then what's your personal year? What number are you in your personal year? So it can be really helpful as well, knowing your numerology. Yeah, Lisa by Grace says Susan is great. She is awesome. And that you love knowing the progressed moon position. Totally. So now that my progressed moon has been in Gemini for almost the last 2.5 years, because the progressed moon progresses through your chart, and it takes 30 months for your progressed moon to go through one sign and go into the next sign. So, and this is astrological signs, right? So, and it starts at your birth chart. So my progressed moon when I was born, or my moon, so you look at where your moon is when you were born. My moon was in Gemini when I was born. I don't remember the degree, but if you started that degree, so we'll just say for conversation's sake, that my moon was 8 degrees Gemini when I was born. So now you take that 8 degrees and you count forward 30 months, and then 30 months from then, so 8 degrees is already into the 30 months. So you subtract the 8 from the 30, sorry. So 22 months from the time I was born, my moon would change into the next sign. So then it would move into Cancer. And then 30 months after that, it would move into Leo. And then 30 months after that, into Virgo, et cetera, et cetera. You get that. Oh, I got to say goodbye to Blog Talk Radio over here. All right, you guys on Blog Talk. Sorry, caller. We're out of time on the Blog Talk Radio studio. But jump over to Facebook, because the conversation will continue there for a little while longer. And I want to thank you guys on Blog Talk for tuning in, whether you listen live or to the replay. I appreciate and love you guys also very much. When I'm off the air, you guys can find me on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. Go on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, sign up for my newsletter. I just found out last week that my link to book appointments with me has been down for 4 months. I could not figure out why I wasn't getting any bookings online. That's why, because I switched to a new service and it was not working. So if you have tried to book a session with me and have not been able to, please go back in and book a session with me now. It is all fixed, and I so apologize for that. All right, guys, on Blog Talk, I love you, and I will see you next week. All right, guys, back on Facebook over here. So